Welcome back to Welfare Daily, where we share brilliant clips from Welfare, an insightful podcast for runners. Today we're highlighting why female runners can be at risk of iron deficiency. This clip is taken from an interview with Fitter Woman founder Georgie Bruinvels whilst we were out on a run. Enjoy.
Women in general are at greater risk of iron deficiency because they menstruate, typically they don't eat as much red meat, etc., as men would, and also like exercise can cause, when you sweat, when you're like pounding the ground, gastrointestinal like issues which you get, they cause iron loss. So like small amounts of iron are lost naturally when you exercise, so then add in menstruation, add in the fact that women don't typically eat that much iron or iron rich foods, the risk of iron deficiency has really increased. So they all fitted together nicely.
Okay.
And it's like a passion of mine anyway, like iron status, because like I've got a history actually of having like way too much iron. So learning and understanding about that is like really important, and getting the right messages across. So yeah, that made up my PhD.
Wow. Because iron deficiency is linked to tiredness, isn't it?
And it can be, yeah. So often if you're iron deficient, you will be really tired, but I think my big take home from all of the research I've done is that you shouldn't just think, oh, okay, I'm iron deficient because I'm tired, I'm going to take some tablets, because taking tablets when you don't need them isn't the right approach at all. You want to get a blood test, and also if you do take tablets, there's definite advice that like less is more. So it's not just a question of, oh, like I spoke to someone who was like, I'm having 3 tablets a day, and that's not the ideal approach, because taking too much basically stops absorption, so it can actually have like the opposite effect.
Right.
So it's really important to like firstly have your iron levels checked, and secondly like make sure you're not like overdoing it. And there's also other things about absorption around exercise and training, like you want to make sure that you're having iron like away from training, because the inflammation post exercise can prevent iron absorption. So it's all very interesting.
And so if you're iron deficient, I'm interested by the findings that you found out. Does that mean that you're at risk of poor performance?
Yeah, definitely, if you're iron deficient, yeah. And then, and similarly, like people who are heavy bleeders, which again was like a big research area, are more likely to be iron deficient, and they're more likely to have negative performance implications, and like it's all very like interlinked. So I think again it's like a massive awareness piece, and it comes back to the menstrual cycle, like people just understanding what these potential things they need to be aware of are, and just understanding their own body. Like the biggest thing that we can do is like empower women, I think. You know, female empowerment is such a big thing right now, and can we help women learn about their body, learn like when do they need to seek medical help, or you know, when are they fine? When can they press? Like, when can they push? And I think that's so important.
If you're keen to hear more running advice, then head on over to Welfare, the running podcast, for full episodes with expert advice and inspirational stories from the global running community. Now have a lovely day, and I'll catch you back here soon for some more Welfare Daily.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.